For just about 24 more hours, the Democrats are all Nevada all the time. The Nevada caucuses were moved up in the primary schedule for the 2008 race, so they've taken on a new significance. We have reporters following the leading trio of candidates, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards, first to Jeff Brady with the Edwards entourage.
This morning, a few miles east of the Strip, John Edwards broached a subject of intense interest to Nevadans.
Because I am dead against the building of any more nuclear power plants.
The proposed Yucca Mountain nuclear waste site is just 100 miles from here. It's not been a significant issue in the campaign, though, because all the Democrats oppose the project. With the caucuses less than 24 hours away, Edwards asked for last-minute campaign volunteers.
The one thing that is clear is I am not the $100 million campaign. That's the other two guys. I am.
The United Steelworkers Union has about 100 of its members volunteering for this campaign in Nevada. Edwards talks a lot about working people and strengthening unions. But the powerful Culinary Workers Union is supporting Barack Obama. That didn't stop Edwards from asking for their support.
So if you hear the sound of my voice, and you are a union member in the state of Nevada, I am asking you to show up tomorrow and to caucus for me.
In the crowd, Jerry Strasser is a nurse. Her union also is supporting Obama. Backing Edwards is a little tricky for her because she's on the executive board.
When we take our oath to our organization, it says that we don't give up any individual rights. So I'm exercising my individual right to do what's best for my family, what's best for, that I think is best for working people.
Edwards was hoping that attitude would take hold as he left the state this afternoon for his next campaign event in Oklahoma. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Las Vegas.
And I'm Scott Horsley in Reno. Barack Obama campaigns on two college campuses, a high school in Elko, Nevada, and at a Martin Luther King banquet in Las Vegas tonight as he tries to rally supporters for tomorrow's caucuses. With a whirlwind schedule like that, his wife Michelle Obama was quickly forgiven for the kind of pronunciation faux pas that happens in the crush of a multi-state campaign.
It is so nice to be back in Nevada. We are so happy to be here. Nevada, 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 Nevada! I've been in South Carolina too long. I know how to bounce back from my mistakes.
Mrs. Obama assured supporters in Reno her husband is fully prepared to be president. Barack Obama pointed out the supposedly more experienced candidate, Hillary Clinton, amended her economic stimulus plan yesterday. It now more closely resembles his own.
It is easy to be for policies that help working families when it's popular on the campaign trail. But the American people don't want a president whose plans change with the politics of the moment.
A lot of students turned out to hear Obama at the University of Nevada in Reno, even though school is not in session yet. But the crowd wasn't all young. Retired Teamster Russell Kazurski woke up at 4:30 this morning and drove 80 miles in order to hear the candidate.
He's not like from the old regime, the old party, the good old boys, new, fresh, and I just think we need a change.
Obama told supporters he can't make that change without their help. And he urged them to caucus tomorrow, even if they caucus for someone else. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Reno, Nevada.